The Forces Station.
BFBS. Your stories.
The Shorncliffe Military Lectures have been relaunched by the Shorncliffe Trust. The charity aims to preserve the British military heritage of the Shorncliffe Camp. Chris Shaw is their chairman.
Our aims and goals to set up a heritage park and education centre, and also to engage with the local community and support them as well as veterans in rehabilitation. It's an amazing place with over 200 years of history, amazing archaeology on site, but most importantly, just the best stories of life within the British Army.
The Shorncliffe Lectures first began in 1803 by Colonel Coote Manning of the 95th Rifle Regiment. The Trust hopes the lectures will become an annual event. There were three guest speakers. Professor Charles Edsdale spoke about the life and career of Sir John Moore,
who was one of the British commanders in Spain in the early part of the Peninsular War in 1808. And Sir John Moore is, you know, a British military hero. He's one of the most revered generals in the history of the British Army. He was beloved by everybody who served under him. He's a highly respected figure. He's particularly associated with the military installations here in Folkestone at Shorncliffe Camp. He commanded here before the Peninsular War. He conducted major reforms of the British Army starting here.
General Sir Nick Parker spoke about the characteristics of the 21st century rifleman.
What we tried to do when we created the rifles was to look back on the themes of all its founding regiments to find things that would relate to today. And there are aspects like mutual respect, being innovative, showing self-discipline, being forward-looking. These are the sorts of characteristics which every soldier in the army would wish to promote, but which in the rifles we try to give extra emphasis to so that people understand their real importance in the complex security challenges that we're likely to face in the future.
And historian Andrew Morgan finished the lectures with his talk on Shorncliffe, the shared British and Belgian experience of World War One.
I've chosen to talk about Shorncliffe Military Cemetery, the Belgian link there, particularly about the beginning of the First World War, so from August 1914, the British declaration of war, up to and including the Christmas Truce of 1914.
This is Natasha Renault in Folkestone for BFBS.
If you've got a story, then tell us about it. Email yourstories@bfbs.com.
The Forces Station.
BFBS.